Dante Exum is the X
I don't even like how he laughing. Go ahead, host the show, man.
Yo, what's up, y'all? We back in the cat room another week. I'm one of your hosts, Niles Ashton, and I'm here along with
Ben Zapp.
Big Ben Zepp in the building. You already know. Fresh off a first round elimination, all that. It's over now. Your boy, it's your boy. You already know Shakur Young is here, man. You already know it's my turn to promote, man. Hey, my special mama's boy, the tickets are out right now, man.
Let's go.
If you listening from Ben's hometown in Ohio, drive on over to Chicago. Come see us. Me and Niles will be on both shows, 7:30, 9:30 at the Lincoln Lodge, February 25th. We're
I'll
going
be
crazy.
zooming in too for a set.
The zooming in for the set is crazy.
Let's do it. Yeah. If you in that Midwest area, Chicago, Michigan, Indiana, I don't care. Pull up, bro. We about to have fun. You notice I didn't say Illinois because I don't like the rest of that state. So
Me either.
but yeah, pull up, bro. Corey's shooting his first special, man. We about to have fun. That is gonna be a fun ass weekend. Do not miss that shit. But we are here to talk about bad weather. Isn't it crazy? Because I'm also a nigga that has had a job that I didn't like. And isn't it crazy how you can use anything to not go to work? DeAndre Ayton, I do not believe this shit, bro. I'm sorry. We going to Portland in a month, Corey. We're gonna have to see for ourselves how icy these roads are.
Everyone else made it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you the only one? I know people on Twitter that I follow who went to the game.
Oh my goodness, yo, okay. I love calling in sick. Can I tell y'all that? I love calling in sick, especially when I know they needed me for real. I'm like, oh, I'm about to get these motherfuckers. Oh, made me mad the other day. Watch how I call in sick, especially when you call in right before sick. Oh, you know they scrambling. They can't find a replacement. Oh, DeAndre, this is a master class as a minimum wage worker. You have delighted my soul to let me know that even millionaires are just as lazy as me. Thank you. Thank you.
It was hilarious. I was like, dog, some ice stopped you from
He's
going
done
home?
nothing but live up to what he said. He was playing for his second contract. He has gotten it and hasn't given a rat's ass about basketball since.
What y'all think he watched on Netflix while he was chilling?
Lift with the
Hey, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that. Y'all think he didn't even watch the game?
Hell no, he didn't watch the game. He got right on Fortnite. Somebody probably was in the Discord with him that night, getting it cracking.
Oh my
And they were
God.
like, at least give us some videos of the ice. Like, at least give us some like physical something to make us know that it's like truthful.
You'd have liked it better if he would have posted on his social media on his story, him inside the house trapped in it. See, y'all, I really are. Oh, it's terrible. Ah, I can't get out.
There was a report that the team sent people to go help him out, and they still couldn't get him to the game.
That's when I
And
was like, oh, we just lying to be lying. He
yeah,
paid them
like
niggas off.
just walk across the ice. Like, what are we doing?
He paid them niggas off. He was like, look, I'll slide y'all 300 a piece. Y'all just go back and say you couldn't get in.
Does DeAndre Ayton think he's getting traded? What is this
No,
about?
not
Why would he
after.
why would he be thinking, I'm just fuck it. I ain't even going to the games no more.
Who would want him? Like, no shade.
I don't think
I think
anyone would
Aiden's,
want him
yeah, I
after
think
that.
Aiden's value is in the, wow, in the ice.
I know a certain Mavs fan that wanted him last year. I'm not gonna say no names.
Whoa. Hey, Derek Lively, man, one of the best rookies in the class of 2023. I know, first team all rookie for sure. You know what I mean? We'll get to the Mavs later, but yeah, DeAndre
He's on my list. He's on my list of people to never give generational wealth to. He could be after this stunt. I think he's number one. And then Andrew Well, Ben Simmons, you can't really beat Ben Simmons, I think. He doesn't even – he shows up but still doesn't play. So
Yeah, you were right about Ben Simmons. I apologize for my preseason today.
Ben Simmons, DeAndre Ayton, Andrew Wiggins, Zion. Those are the four people on
– No, I don't do Andrew Wiggins like that. He got a ring.
Generational wealth, too.
Andrew Wiggins was a very key player on a ring-winning team.
And then he got paid.
And then he got paid.
Yeah. Hey, you got me there. I feel like the Blazers just have bad luck with big men.
Yeah.
It might be a little Blazers curse there.
I think there's a curse because, you know, there was a point in Oregon State history, black people were banned from the state.
What?
And then when the NBA was created, they was like, hey, bring them niggas back.
Bring the niggas back. PDX.
PDX, baby.
Yeah. Hey,
Portland. We will be in Portland February 15th through the 18th for the Northwest Black Comedy Festival. Get your tickets February 15th. Me and Corey on stage. And we playing 98 Honda, our film. So y'all be there.
Pray from the movie to the set.
Let's pray the weather gets better, though. So
yeah, we don't want to be trapped in the hotel room.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That would be
terrible. Yeah. What else is going on?
There's a pretty big trade.
Pretty big trade.
I think it's a medium sized trade, if you ask me.
I'm pretty interested.
First rounders is big.
I'm pretty interested to see how Marvin Bagley looks on the Wizards.
Yo.
I think he can play well with Kyle and Tyus.
I've never even seen a trash for trash trade.
That Kuzma Bagley pick and roll gonna go crazy though.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something, James Wiseman. I said it. He is out the league. Mike Muscala is already taking his minutes in Detroit. This is nasty work. I literally just watched the game the other day because come on, man.
Damn, you really got a gambling problem. You still watching Pistons games?
Yeah, they already won.
Yeah, they beat the streak. Nigga, we not watching that shit no more. Bro,
Jay Nivey is amazing. And he keeps winning me money.
Jay Nivey is amazing. I feel like they don't utilize him enough, if you ask me. But enough about the Pistons. Like,
Sorry about this trade, man,
like, I don't think it matters at all. Pascal to the Pacers. Does it really move the needle? Like, let's be real. Are they beating the Celtics? Are they beating the Bucks? Are they beating the Sixers? And are they beating the Miami Heat, who will get inspired when the playoffs start?
I think they can give them a series, at least. I think they can push almost any team to 6 or 7 now after this. I think it's more of giving Tyrese Halliburton another guy like Pascal than just like trading for Pascal. I think I'm higher to see like how this improves his game. But I think Pascal's like, he only operates in transition. Like, he doesn't know how to play half court basketball, and that'll just work out so well with the Pacers.
That was nasty. You say he doesn't know how to play half court basketball. That was so nasty. If I was Pascal and I saw you in public, we'd have to fight. That was nasty, but I agree.
There is no such thing as half court basketball in Indiana. So this is why I think it works out well.
I'm with Niles.
I don't think it moves the needle. I don't even think they give your Cavs a run in a playoff series.
Ooh,
I don't see it.
That's crazy.
Getting rid of Bruce Brown. I've liked Ben Mathurin over the last month. Ben Mathurin's been playing really well. But I literally don't see it. Siakam, your big three is Siakam, Miles Turner, and Halliburton. I'm just kind of like.
That's a big 1.7.
It's like a tough Knicks team.
Dude. Siakam, he was like all NBA a couple years ago.
The Knicks have been playing good lately.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Julius Randle, Aaron knows all of you.
I don't know if there's I don't know if that Pacers team beats the Knicks, bro, in a playoff series.
Would you guys take Siakam or Randle?
Randle.
Wow.
And I'm not a big Julius Randle person.
I guess I'd take Siakam over Randle.
Yeah, I think Siakam is like a better player than Julius Randle.
Really?
Yeah, this dude is like he's borderline all NBA like every year. He's made an all NBA team. Like this isn't like a scrub. He can do a lot of good things. He's not a 3-point shooter, but he can make shots. Like for some reason, he's always hot against the Cavs, and he's gonna get a lot of open shots with Tyrese Halliburton. Last 10 games, he's been shooting 53% from three. That's my stat of the podcast.
But how many threes a game does he take, though?
Yeah.
It was like three a game.
All right.
So, yeah.
He makes one three. One and a half threes a game. I don't know. Like, if I didn't know who you were talking about before you said that, I would have thought you were describing Julius Randle, too. Like, I mean, we just saw Julius Randle like have like 39. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, three first rounders. I think it was more so the price too they paid for Siakam I just felt like you kind of like emptied the chest. I know they didn't give up the other guys, Jairus Walker and all that, but it's still like, damn, we could just come dump our big expiring, cool, but three first for Pascal. The motherfuckers got a second rounder for OG Anunoby. Nobody was beating down their door with three first rounders. Nobody else had a two first round deal on the goddamn table for Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, none of the picks are like that good of picks, and two of them are this year. So I don't think the picks were that bad. They have to re-sign him, though. They have to, like, know for a fact that they're going to re-sign him.
No doubt in my mind. I'm talking about when it's All-Star Weekend in about 3 weeks away from All-Star Weekend, show him the titties. Take him down to the Sunset Strip Mall right next to Long's Donuts. It's clutch. You can get you about 12 dozen Yeast Donuts. Go see the strippers. They are amazing up at the Sunset. You heard it, man. Go on over out there on Post Road. Show them the real town. Don't just take them to Castleton Mall, y'all. Show Pascal the city. Limelight. Mm-hmm. I think 2 Chainz going to be in the city during Indy weekend. I told y'all Indianapolis was lit. They got it up, nigga. You lucky we going to be in Portland. Nigga, I almost flew home for that shit.
I might need to go too. Shit.
Damn, the hoes is going to be. You know how many hoes? Indianapolis. All right, this is a basketball pod.
This nigga with Joe Budden real quick. I'm cracking up. Nah, but I guess they do think they're gonna re-sign him. I mean, he did say in that article that after Kevin Durant, Miles Turner was the perfect I can't even say that shit with a straight face.
Maybe he loves Legos. Maybe he really loves Legos.
Bruh. I feel like LeBron has set a precedent that all these niggas is just going to lie from now on. Because going from KD to second, I wanted Miles Turner as my teammate. I'm like, nigga.
I didn't even know they were just preaching on the – like, they already practicing the lies over in the worldwide basketball. They coming over from Africa ready to lie. Like, this is getting insane. This is not even like AAU circuit media training. This is what I said. Yo, Miles Turner. Hey, man, stop playing with me, man. Bro. Miles Turner almost got traded off this team and every year the last 6 years.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I am excited for the Halliburton and Siakam two-man game, though. I do think that's going to be nice. They're going to be exciting. We're going to see some streaks. I mean, if they hold on. One thing I do know, because I did misspeak. This Pacers team will beat the Bucks in a series. Hey, let me let y'all know something. They be whooping them Bucks ass. And now they got Siakam, they fit on. Siakam already beat Giannis in a playoff series. Giannis didn't even know how to dribble though back then in those days.
Do you think, though, that in the playoffs, the Bucks are going to be a different team?
Not if they're the same team we see as constructed right now.
So you think the Bucks got to make some moves?
1,000%. Please pray Patrick Beverly gets bought out. Please pray PJ
that's,
Tucker
that's
gets
who's gonna
bought
save
out.
Them?
Ain't no savior. They
a
need
podcast,
any
nigga.
A podcaster. It's crazy. Shout out to the Pat Bear Podcast and the Barstool, my boy Rome. Hey, but look though, this is they need something. They can't guard nobody. Yeah, Jay Crowder not even playing.
They lost to the Cavs by 40 a couple nights ago. And yes, Giannis wasn't playing,
but it didn't matter because Dame looked bad. Them niggas ain't doing nothing out there. Middleton hurt every other week.
We got a lot of open shots. Like we were just at the rim. Like it was so easy. Granted, no Giannis, but still, if it's that big of a gap, because when Giannis didn't play before this season, the Bucks were still like a good team with Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez. Like they could still win games, but without Giannis, this Bucks team looked so bad.
And Giannis has been going Superman in these games. I know Dame hit the big game winner against the Kings, but Giannis has been going Superman, bro. And you talking about in the playoffs? Yes, Giannis didn't play most of that Heat series, but he did play those last two games, and it did not motherfucking matter. I think that was with Drew Holiday. If he got to see a Pacers team that's already beat him four times this season, right. Yeah, I would be scared. Pascal coming in there. Pascal know how to defend Giannis. He's had a playoff series against Giannis. He not no rook. I mean, Buddy Hield can make shots. I mean, I guess it just depends on seeding. Like, is this Pacers team a top six team now? I don't want to put them up against Philly and Boston because that's just a little unfair. But I do love them with the Bucks still. But when we talk in Miami, Cleveland, New York, I don't know. I mean, it's a roll of the dice, kind of. Can Halliburton get hot? Can you get some big Siakam games? Can Obi Toppin do anything? How good is Ben Mathurin?
Why do you think the Pacers have the Bucks number, but maybe don't match up well against like the Knicks and the Cavs, though?
I don't know. I think that's just the matchup thing. I think those other teams we talking about, they got good point of attack. Well, maybe not the Cavs, but Isaac Okoro is still good. And even in the Knicks, you still got Dante, you got OG now. I think that's a whole different thing of stopping Halliburton on the breaks than nigga Malik Beasley trying to fucking run with Halliburton up and down the court for seven games. And I've just seen it time and time again. I mean, the one game they did win, Giannis dropped 64 points. His career high, a Bucks franchise record to beat that team. That's how much they got their number. Nigga had to go Superman just to beat him one time this year.
Damn. All right. Okay. Maybe I need to believe in the Pacers a little more.
Yeah, they've already played. They've already played five times this year.
They played five times. They're 4-1 against the Pacers.
Yeah,
4-1 against the Bucks.
So they do. They already won a playoff series against a team already. They've already beat the number two contender. And so we really need to start flip flopping this, because what happens when the Sixers try to get one of these swing guys now? What if they go get Bruce Brown? What if they go get Bojan Bogdanovic? What if would y'all like Andrew Wiggins as a Sixer?
That would be nice. I think he would compliment Maxie.
Hold on, because
if he's motivated,
Ben looking. He said, "Does he need generational wealth or not?"
Right, it's like if he's broke again.
Yeah.
What if the Sixers is like, "Hey, we're gonna get him, then we're gonna hire somebody to rob that nigga like that."
Just to tough him up, like give him a good Philly love, and it's just the guy that ran over Kelly Oubre.
Not the mob working for the Sixers. That's crazy.
Yeah, they motivating those guys. They gonna get them all on the Pat Bev and Rome podcast. I think the trade is like it's a more to come trade. Like, cause how old is Siakam now? Is Siakam like 28?
I think 30? He's about to turn 30. He's like 29.
Wow. So I mean, I guess I don't want to talk timeline stuff, but there's a lot of young guys on this team: Ben Mather and Jairus Walker.
Yeah.
For now, I don't know. Does it make them a second-round team? Maybe. I guess Siakam it depends on how the chips lie.
Yeah, Siakam turns 30 in April.
I think this is like a bigger thing of like how small market teams, how they think they can get good players on their teams, and that comes with just trading and then overpaying. Because that I think that's how I mean that's what the Cavs did to get their guy. I think small market teams are like these guys are willing to play in small markets for the max amount of money. And I think in a small market team like the Pacers, you kind of just have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It's just like, if you want me to come do your show in the Valley, I'm not coming for $10. You know what I'm saying?
I'll come for $10, though.
Give me 30 minutes at least. I'm not dropping that. I'm not dropping that to do your show.
I'll come for you. Talk your shit, man.
Yeah. I'll come for I'll go to the OC. I'll go to the OC for like 20.
Jesus fucking. I don't know. They'd have to let me do an hour if I'm going to be in the OC doing stand-up. That's crazy. But yeah, since you mentioned Andrew Wiggins, I guess we can go ahead and get into this. Are the Warriors going to make some moves, or are they just going to be cool with being 12? Because as this roster is constructed right now, they are not making the playoffs.
I agree. Like, they just look bad. Like, they either have to do something or they're just not going to make the playoffs.
They got cooked. Draymond's return, they got cooked on Martin Luther King Day without job out of Grizzlies.
G.G. Jackson. Desmond Bane.
Hey, no Desmond Bane. G.G. Jackson cooking them. Who is G.G. Jackson? Shout out to Shaq for shouting my boy out. G.G. Jackson, y'all. He told Steph, y'all saw what Draymond said, because Draymond, he been dropping some good pods. He ain't been giving some good games out, but he been dropping some good pods. He said, boy, G.G. Jackson told him at half court, hey, bud, I got denied at your camp. Steph said, no, we ran out of invites. He just kept busting their ass. He ain't trying to hit that head. Fuck is wrong with y'all? Busting their ass.
That's legendary.
Isn't he the youngest player in the NBA right now?
Yes, he is. Shout out to G.G. Jackson. They said when they played the Mavs, Luke and Kyrie went over to Ja. We so sorry you got hurt. It's unfortunate. And G.G. Jackson ran into their huddle and went, yo, Kyrie, I love you, dog. I grew up watching you. You one of my favorite players ever. The dude is really just some magic right now. Because for some reason, the Grizzlies are, like, still competitive right now. Shout out to Vince Williams Jr. My boy Benton shouted him out two pods ago, and he's just still been killing. Jaren Jackson is Jaren Jackson. But, we wish he could be – I wish he was more of a scorer, but it don't matter. They got G.G. Jackson and Vince Williams Jr. Shout out to the Grizzlies right now. But the Warriors, season from hell. This is the season from hell. This is 1,000% the season from hell. We won't get into the more serious part, but this is just what the hell is even going on right now? Will a trade even help? Chris Paul and what? You can't even give up Pods and Trace Jackson now.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't trade Moody or Kuminga. Hey, all you old niggas should have to go.
Yeah.
Everybody but Steph and the young boys, it should be Moody.
Bro. Cause it's just like at this point in the season, who's even out there with like trade value that could really just like help this team right away?
Zach LaVine, DeJounte Murray ain't saving your season. Siakam wasn't saving your season. We just went 30 minutes on how he wasn't even saving the Pacers season. He wasn't saving Steph. This is bad. This is bad. The Warriors dynasty collapsing after a ring. This is almost 18 months ago. I didn't see this coming. I thought they had another one in.
Well, the I feel like the Jordan Poole trade was the first domino that was just like, what the fuck are y'all doing? I hate to say, but like if it was so bad to the point where they couldn't keep Poole and Draymond.
And neither one of them look good without each other.
That's what I'm saying. And so I feel like you package both of them and go get somebody like with some really big value, not Chris Paul. Like, and no, you know, I'm not shading Chris Paul in any way, but it's like, did we really think he was going to be the guy?
This wasn't the move for Chris Paul. Chris Paul could have been, he could have got to the Clippers before James Harden, but.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Myers got out. He got out at the right time. He saw it coming. He saw the writing on the wall, and now Mike Dunleavy is left with his old pieces that he refused to move on for. Yeah, it should be. I mean, if I'm a GM and I'm not worried about the history of the Warriors of the past 10 years, Clay, Draymond, maybe not Draymond, but Clay and Chris Paul, like, they should be gone by the deadline. Like, they shouldn't be on this team.
No.
Those contracts can be there. There's more valuable people in the league that they can get that can help out.
Yeah. And look, I can't judge the Warriors, man. I got an ex that I didn't win some championships with that I can't let go right now. So look, I get it. I get it. We had some good times, and I want some more of them. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Clay got to go, bro. Clay got to go. Chris Paul got to go. I think Wiggins got to go.
You think Clay is like sending some late night texts to the owner and the GM? Like, you know,
yeah.
We had a great time.
Just sending 2015 highlights.
Yo.
Remember when I scored 40? Remember when I had 40 in one quarter?
He definitely romanticizes about himself on that boat.
It's just like, bro, if you had a dude on your team to drop 40 in a quarter one time, it's just kind of like, can we just give him away? Because you don't want to, because it's just like not want to let your girl go. Like, you really want to see her drop 40 with another nigga in a quarter? Like, you don't want to see that happen.
It's okay. It won't happen that much. Get him out of here, man. Oh, no, hey, get them boys out of here, dog. I mean, Draymond probably is the only one, you're right, man, that should stay. I mean,
yeah,
but
I think Draymond's the only one you can keep, which is crazy.
You're right. He's still good.
He's still so good on defense.
There isn't a move I think that they can make with those guys that's gonna change anything. Yeah, man. None of the moves they can make right now, I think trading the Clays and the CPs is going to help this team.
You don't see any suitors that are like, man, we really want Klay Thompson and Chris Paul on our team.
No, I think they, if anything, before we go so extreme, I think they'd be better off letting Chris Paul and Klay come off the books and then trying to go after Paul George.
Because he hasn't signed that extension yet. Kawhi did, so everyone assumes that Paul George is going to sign it, but maybe they're being a little stingy on the back half of those years.
PG and Steph?
Very good.
I'm not mad at
Draymond, PG, Steph.
And Booty?
Booty.
I'm not mad at that.
I don't know when the deadline is.
What they got,
but you know, that's a good theory. I like it.
Damn! So they really probably this season is. So you're saying this season is just over, pretty much. There's no salvaging this shit
at all.
Damn.
I have trades.
Okay.
I have trades. If I'm Mike Dunleavy, I'm just gonna call the Nets and be like, I'll give you anything for Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. Like, I'll give you everything.
That's not bad.
Like, everything.
I think they would compliment Steph a lot, actually, those two players.
But the Nets, they don't have their picks, so, like, tanking does nothing for them. They're just in this weird spot where they don't even know what to do.
No, when they had this team of role players, I always thought, like, they're going to be, like, good enough to, like, squeak into the playoffs but never to beat anybody. But it's just – that's a terrible place to be in the NBA. You either want to be at the bottom trying to get the next generational player, or you want to be in that top four seeds and has a shot at this shit. Because right now the Nets are 11th.
Well, yeah, and they can't – being at the bottom, they don't have – there's nothing for it since they don't have their pick.
Yeah, they're one game away from the Hawks, who are 10th.
Cam and Mikal, how much is Cam and Mikal making this year? What you got to give up to get him? You got to give one of those expirings up?
Yeah, they make about like almost 50 combined. So the Clay or Chris Paul, one of those contracts, and then like Kuminga and Moody, and then a bunch of picks. Because you got to maximize these Steph years.
Yeah.
That should be the route, is to maximize the Steph years.
But then with that trade, it's like you make all these trades so you can be a play-in team.
Because they got a steep hill to glide now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess this is more of also just like a next year thing, and because they are controlled for a couple more years after this season. But also with the Warriors, like they spend so much money. Like they have the most expensive payroll in the league, and they might not even make the playoffs this year. Like they spend almost like $500 million on their squad. And I don't know how you can justify doing that another year if you're going to be bad.
I'm almost afraid to say it. How about this? Because you Mike Dunleavy, man, I'm not about my, this is my Warriors team, right?
Right.
How much is Steph Curry worth?
We could do it.
Because I got a trade.
You really think they would even consider that?
Where are we at right now? Think about this. You got Chris Paul and Klay Thompson expires. If I'm the Philadelphia 76ers, I'll give you three more expirings. Tobias Harris, Marcus Morris, Robert Covington. You had about what, Ben? What would that be about? Almost $100 million coming off the books next year, Dan. And I'll put Tyrese Maxey and all four first rounders unprotected in. You go Draymond and Steph Curry coming back to the Sixers to play with Embiid. Daryl Morey. I don't think Daryl Morey wouldn't hesitate to call. He will, hey,
let me. And the thing is, with the Warriors, I feel like you got to do something. So I feel like that's the best move. Like, that might be something. Like, that's the – you blowing it up. You're blowing it up and also getting the next star guard to build around.
You get Maxey, $100 million in cap space. And
you got a lot of space.
You got about 8 first-rounders. You like the new motherfucking Thunder.
Okay, see. Oof.
Yeah, because if you want to blow it up,
you keep Pods, you keep Trace Jackson, and you get Maxey. And then, I don't know, you got to figure out the Wiggins thing. Wiggins, you paid him that money. The gang going,
well, he's like the vet on the team, you know?
Yeah. By the last year on his contract, he'll be good, so you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Trade him out.
Yeah, and then the Sixers, Steph, Dre, and Embiid will be nasty.
Run the East?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Warriors, I will consider that. I can't hang up the phone.
You got to consider it. You get your star, you get your picks, and all that money just gets to come off the books.
Whew. I like this.
Maxey can sell some. Maxey sell a little tickets and chase, man. Because you might
just feel enticing.
You might bring PG still. PG and Maxey.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that at all. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I think like the Warriors would have to consider it a little bit. They'd have to take a day and be like, this makes a little bit of sense for us to, because Tyrese Maxey is really, really good. And that's a great piece to build around.
And it's also like, if you are gonna make these trades as a Warrior GM, who do you get the most value back for? One of the best players of all time. You know what I'm saying? That still has a few years left. That a ring chasing team is probably gonna overpay you for.
The king, hey man, come on, man. Hey, Maury, make the call.
Because there are a lot of fun fake Steph trades, that I think like kind of make sense. I think we're a little bit in like fantasy land with the possibility of him being traded, but. If these trades were a possibility, they would have to be considered. I have one of Steph to the Pelicans for CJ just for contract, and then Dyson Daniels, Jordan Hawkins, Trey Murphy, and then a couple picks.
Jordan Hawkins' value has skyrocketed since he dropped 30 on the Mavs, huh?
It's more of a Trey Murphy thing. I think Trey Murphy is definitely a piece that
Steph would get so tired of Zion, bro.
Steph and Zion on the same team. I think Steph would create like a lot more space for Zion to operate in the paint. I kind of like that.
Yeah, they got the picks.
Yeah. But you'd have to consider it if you're the Warriors. Trey Murphy, Dyson Daniels, Jordan Hawkins, those are all three really good young players.
Like, yeah, I just don't know if anybody is like somebody you necessarily go build around like a Maxey, though.
Yeah, I would not. None of them are at Maxey's level. I think Trey Murphy has a possibility to get up to another level. Love
Trey Murphy. I like that one. I do like that. I still don't like. I think it's Ingram and Zion that needs to be broken up. But yeah.
Okay.
I could see Boston trying to, like, if Boston made that call, get rid of Jaylen Brown, bro.
Wow.
Why not? I feel like you win faster with Steph on the team with Jason Tatum than Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I would. If I was the Celtics, I would definitely trade Jaylen Brown for Steph Curry.
The Warriors get an all-star to build around. I think the Celtics got some picks. I think that could be something.
I do have, you know, maybe the Steph market isn't as big as we thought, and the Lakers can get involved with Austin Reeves and Max Christie in their 2030 pick.
Man, you out your mind.
Yeah.
That's like the only person I would be like, all right, we can get rid of Austin Reeves for.
Yeah.
Oh, not DeJounte Murray?
Man, if you don't get the fuck off this podcast with that.
I don't know, man. I just saw Bradley Beal and them treat that motherfucker Austin Reeves like he was racist the other night, man. What was that, last week? Treating that boy like he was racist. I'm talking about, oh, my God, had that boy turnarounds on him. Hitting him from every which way. Oh, my goodness, it was nasty.
DeJounte Murray doesn't move shit for me, bro.
I mean, Austin Reeves ain't moving shit for you either.
Nobody is. Y'all saw how Austin Reeves walked by Darvin Ham? Darvin Ham was trying to dap him up, and Austin Reeves just walked by him like he couldn't see him.
I didn't see that.
Y'all better get ready for this Phil Handy interim era.
I want Darvin Ham to get fired yesterday, bro. It's gotten to the point. Like, we beat the Thunder. We've beaten the Thunder like these last two times we played them, right? And the way we beat them the last time, it's just like, so we can play at this level, my nigga. So what's the problem here?
I don't know, man. I think y'all caught the Thunder at the right time.
So what do we? So what's
a schedule loss?
Yeah,
I think it was a schedule loss for the Thunder.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Both back-to-back series.
Did we catch the Mavs at the wrong time too?
Yeah, I told you Dante Exum and Josh Green, they were both out.
Oh, okay.
Our point of attack defender, you know, that third quarter just kind of got out of hand there. Luka, first game back, a little tired, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Maxie's still getting back into the groove of things. It was a lot of things that we don't have to talk about here because we've been playing great, actually. We're not about to fire our coach. We're not scrambling looking to replace our young stars. Huh. We in the playoff, top six seed.
We just know that, like, when we make trades, we usually win championships, you know. Pau Gasol trade, AD trade, you know.
The D'Lo trade led to a sweep.
In the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, that's cute.
Where were the Mavericks during that time?
All right. Getting Derek Lively.
Okay.
Tanking like real teams do.
Teams that want to win championships for years.
So Derek Lively moves the needle. I was unaware. Okay.
So I have this written down. I have this written down for the Lakers because it's weird why they've been so bad of recent when LeBron and AD are playing so well.
Yeah.
But the past two wins have kind of like salvaged the season a little bit because it was looking really, really bad.
Oh, it was looking terrible. That Thunder win. I haven't watched the game and I don't know how long.
But I guess the question I want to ask is 39-year-old LeBron, is he a good stats, bad team guy now?
That is
you
nasty.
Wanted to piss me off today. That's fucked up. No.
That's it. I'm just looking at the standings. He's got good stats, but is this team bad?
He don't. Hey, man, talking about moving the needle, Big Brian, man. I don't know, bro. My team could afford a Lakers loss, you know, last night. We couldn't in our standings. We good up here. You know what I mean? Teams fighting to get into the play-in. Y'all can't afford to lose any games right now.
No.
You got to be hot. We can hot as fish grease right now.
Cannot. But no, I LeBron is not a good stats, bad team or whatever narrative you're trying to create. Because it's just like, it's a simple fact. It's like, people just aren't making shots. What is he supposed to do? Pass the ball to himself and then shoot it, nigga?
Anthony Edwards did it last night.
He did.
Yeah.
I was gonna get to that. Fuck you.
Yep. Right off the bat.
That shit was crazy. I really feel like Anthony Edwards' dad is probably getting a little annoyed at everybody saying, that's Michael Jordan's son. Like, no, nigga, that nigga came from my balls doing that. Like, if I was Anthony Edwards' dad, I want to fight all you niggas right now.
Have we seen Anthony Edwards' dad and Michael Jordan in the same room?
I don't know.
Okay.
I need to hear one of them say, send the video.
Yeah, okay. Because I know Jordan didn't sit. Never mind, you know.
But, I mean, I don't know, man. This Lakers team, I think, is just not constructed well as far as spacing goes. And it's like giving somebody like a Cam Reddish 35 minutes a game while bringing Austin Reed to the bench. It's just like, I feel like we've literally lost games from just not having the right personnel in the game in the third quarter. And then we get down to where the fourth quarter is, the whole quarter is trying to come back. You know what I'm saying? And your best player is almost 40 years old.
Because you guys went back to the Vando, Russell, Reeves starting lineup, like the playoff starting lineup, right, recently? Yeah. And then
they won.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Maybe it is just a coaching thing. Who knows?
It is definitely a coaching thing because I think we need to stop playing Cam Reddish so many minutes and maybe not play Torian Prince as much and go get another guy who can shoot. And I think we're good, man.
Who's that shooter that's out there?
Oh, Bogdanovich. I don't know. What can we put together for that? And it's just like we haven't really had Rui as much as we've needed him this year. We haven't really had him. He hasn't played much because of injuries.
Well, should we talk about the other team in Los Angeles who's doing much better than the Lakers?
They're so good, and it pisses me off. Because we've beat them. What, every time we played them now this season?
Maybe. Yeah. I know you guys were always getting beat by them, and you've stopped that.
But yeah, we played them twice this season and beat them both handedly both times.
Bro, that Thunder Clippers game, I saw the Clippers saying, not yet, youngins. Like, not yet. Like, that was still our court.
That was a really good game. James Harden and Kawhi is nice. It's like a guilty pleasure of mine watching them play basketball because they play very well together, and I hate it.
Yeah, that was a PG cook session too. It was like a PG. It was like, oh man, I've been hearing all this. They won the trade talk, but I'm finna light these niggas up. Almost 30 in the second half, dog. Yeah, I was watching that game too live. I was just, oh my god, in amazement. Mason Plumlee putting on the masterclass with James Harden.
did y'all see the Zubac interview where he was talking about how like basically every day James Harden makes all the bigs and the younger guys stay like an hour after practice and they just work pick and roll for an hour.
Come on, man. Winners work. Winners work,
and,
man.
And it's like, and they even said, like, it shows, like, Zubac looks a lot more comfortable scoring around the rim when James Harden has the ball in his hand. Same with Plumlee. Like, I mean, they're like dicing defenses up. I don't know what their record's been in the last 10, but I know it's been really good.
Ever since they lost
eight of their last five, 10.
Yeah, they lost like the first five or six with James Harden. I think after that skid, they have the best record in the NBA.
Yeah, I think they're like 21-5, 21-6, something like that.
But they look really good. Like they do look, they look like a title team.
I think they have the best chance at beating the Nuggets. Just from just a simple, like, they have so much firepower. I don't know if the Nuggets have enough guys that can guard everybody. That can, maybe offset Jokic just going off, you know.
They don't. I mean, they have Eric Gordon who can guard wings. I mean, KCP can guard up a little bit, but other than that, like, Kawhi and PG would be a problem for them, I think. And then just James Harden, just working Jamal Murray for a whole series, like that's gonna probably do something to Jamal's offense.
Exactly. They have a lot of guys that can throw at Jamal Murray too. So I think that would be a fun series. Cause I think at this point, when you watch the Nuggets play playoff basketball, I just wanted somebody to be competitive with them because it just gets boring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Clippers pose that best threat. I don't know if the T-Wolves are there yet.
Yeah, because if Kawhi, right, those young teams, we were talking about them a couple episodes, the T-Wolves and the Thunder, this is different. Because if Kawhi is healthy going into this, oh, man, we got us a series.
That's the thing.
Did
anybody really think Kawhi would be this healthy this year? No, and I don't want to jinx him or anything, knock on wood. But it's just like, I did not see Kawhi being this healthy, playing this well going into the All-Star break.
Yeah, or just like playing like games consecutively. Games in a row.
And I feel like these other niggas is kind of like, all right, Kawhi actually playing, bro. So we got to do something.
Mm-hmm. And Ty Lue, probably he's top five coach. He's in the top five.
Top three.
It's Spoelstra, Ty Lue, and who?
Who cares? Rap to these names.
I know who it ain't.
Mm.
His name rhymes with Bam.
My goodness, what you think? What kind of plays you think Phil Handy gonna be drawing up? You think
Phil Handy? They gonna need a play drawn up. This nigga gonna draw up a dribbling drill. They gonna
go through the cones.
Dude,
yeah,
he'll be running the three man weave.
Don't give Rico Hines, bro. Just go get him. Matt Barnes said Rico Hines is gonna be one of the best head coaches in the NBA in the next 5 years. Why don't Lakers just go get him? Give him a shot.
That's what Matt Barnes said.
Matt Barnes is UCLA. He has to say that shit.
Okay, Matt Barnes, all the smoke. Yep.
Hey, Rico Hines, whatever team he coached, that social media gonna be popping.
Come on, man.
I guess are we worried that we're getting another James Harden collapse? Like, is he not gonna show up for playoff games? Are we worried about that?
No, no.
Don't you better stop doing that. He's gonna give his 240 balls.
Very funny comedian, JT, he tweeted the other day. He said, Josh Allen is the James Harden of the NFL.
Josh Allen's definitely losing this weekend, but.
Yeah, he is. And that's the thing. And that's like this Clippers team. I want to believe in them so bad, but I thought they were going to beat the Suns in the first round last year. Then Kawhi's knee gives out. And then now it's like, you got to worry about that. And if James Harden is going to just decide, like, fuck it, I want to hang out with Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
No, Lil Baby would be at all the games.
Yeah, of course I.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, what Paul Pierce said. He said they need to make Lil Baby the coach. He said they need to make Lil Baby the coach. Just that way James Harden will show up.
Yo, Yeah, I'm not worried about James. I'm worried about the other guys. If James gonna bring his 240 points, like I've said it a few times already on this pod, if Embiid would have brought any game, they would have won that series. So yeah. James gonna bring his 240 balls, and if it's Kawhi, oh man. I'm so excited to see Joker versus Kawhi. That's a classic. That's a classic in the making. Because remember, that's the team that put them out in the bubble and had us all talking about them. They came back from 3-1. That was the start of this incredible Denver run. Mm-hmm. And now it would be great to see them back in the Western Conference Finals against each other now.
The thing I don't want to see is like, let's say the Pelicans or the Mavs go on a run, and then now the Nuggets and the Clippers playing each other in the first round, 4 and 5.
That'd be nasty.
That would just be a bloodbath.
Like when we got that early Rockets and Warriors series. Right. We needed it later.
I don't want to see the Nuggets and the Clippers playing in that first round. So honestly, I'd love to see a Thunder skid or like a Pelican skid, something like that.
What are you guys more concerned about, James Harden not showing up or Kawhi getting hurt? Like, what's like, those are like the only two things that keep me from.
I mean, I hate to say it, but probably Kawhi getting hurt, because like I did not see that coming in the Suns series last year. That was crazy, because I thought they were the better team.
Kawhi, yeah. I thought Kawhi was the best player on the
team. And they didn't have PG. That was even crazy.
That's what I'm saying. And the way Westbrook was playing, like, I was like, oh, these guys could probably go to the conference finals. And then, you know, Kawhi gets hurt. So, yeah, unfortunately, probably Kawhi getting hurt. So, you know, I hope he stays healthy just so we can see some good basketball in the playoffs, you know.
Yeah, they got their new arena opening up soon, so that'll be crazy. It might be next year.
Into Dome. We have the Intuit Dome. And
you also know the rules for that, like, fan section. The
I have those written down, actually.
Please read those rules, bro. It is so funny.
So, the Clippers are gonna have they call it a fan wall, which is the entire seating behind one of the baskets is dedicated for Clippers fans only. Only Clippers fans can sit in this fan wall behind the basket. And how do they define fan? How do they fact check and do a background check on you to decide if you're a Clippers fan? Well, they've thought of that. So you have to have three of these five things to sit in this section. One is you have to upload an image of yourself in a Clippers jersey or Clippers gear. Hmm. Two, subscribe to the team newsletter.
Whoa.
Three, follow on Instagram. Four, be subscribed to Clippers Vision, which who the hell is subscribed to Clippers Vision? What is Clippers Vision? This is the reason I can't watch Clippers games in LA is because I don't have Clippers Vision.
They giving these niggas more rules than the NBA gave Kyrie last year to apologize.
And then the last one is you have to answer a trivia question from their own Chuck the Condor.
And you got to do homework.
Yeah. And if you get three of these five, you can sit in the fan wall. They're not going to fill this thing. Let's be honest. This thing is not getting filled.
Bro, have you met LA niggas? They're going to be like, I have to do what? Man, get the fuck out of my face.
Hey, boy, exactly. Go get them, you know.
That shit is hilarious.
Oh, they are sick.
And I think it shows you how, like, they don't really have a culture as the Clippers to have to do something like that.
They trying to prevent just some Laker niggas sitting over there and going crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, it's going to happen regardless.
So you have to subscribe to Clippers Vision or have gone to a game within the past 3 years. So,
That's me. That's me, and I got a shirt. I got the gear. I don't got it no more, I think.
But, like, this is also, like, if you wanted to infiltrate the Clipper fan wall as a different fan. It's very easy to. Like, we could totally sneak some Lakers fans. We could make this like a whole Lakers fan wall one night.
I don't know. This sounds like a crazy investment to have to implement rules like this. Because my thing is, are there really enough Clippers fans to have another arena?
That's the thing. The thing with these arenas, though, is that they're event venues and they can throw a bunch of other things in there besides basketball, which I think is why it's so easy to get these built, with especially Steve Ballmer being the richest owner in the league. But it's going to be interesting. I'm going to check. It's not going to be filled. Like, there's going to be cheap tickets for sure in a brand new arena.
Yep. And I'm going.
Yeah, I will not be in attendance. I'm good. But yeah, fuck the Clippers. Congratulations on being good at basketball or whatever the fuck. I hate you niggas. Trying to think. Well, how should we wrap this up?
Cavs, Mavs, 60 seconds on the Cavs, Mavs. Both teams are playing well.
Hey, sure.
Go ahead,
man. Take us away.
Yeah, the Cavs are playing some of the best basketball they have all season. They are shooting an ungodly amount of threes, which I love. They are jacking those things up, and that's what I've wanted to see that for a while. But they're doing so with just one dynamic point guard and one elite center. And I think there needs to be like a real question of if Evan Mobley comes back, when he comes back. I think he needs to come off the bench and be a backup center for the rest of the year, because I think this team is much better with just one center. So I think that's like a big question going into whenever he comes back. DG. Oh yeah. Darius Garland broke his jaw. Had his jaw wired, so he couldn't eat solid foods. So he would just blend solid foods and drink them, which is disgusting. He said he blended like chicken. He blended like pasta, like Alfredo together, and just drank it. That's what he's been doing. He's just been drinking food.
So Cleveland don't have no good smoothie shops?
Yeah, I'm about to say, why wouldn't he just eat fruit?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, it is winter time, so I don't know.
Y'all ain't got
just fucking.
Y'all ain't got no smoothie, no soup out there. No wonder LeBron got the fuck up out of there. That's
fucking. He's blending spaghetti like it's.
This
wild.
Nigga out here drinking prime rib.
Yes, maybe.
I'd rather you drink lean, sir. That's crazy. Yeah.
Okay. The Mavs were also playing well until we played Nas's punk ass Lakers yesterday. We were undermanned. Luka came back a little too early. I don't know why Tim Hardaway was starting. But right before that, shout out to Kyrie, because Kyrie had been playing amazing. This is all Le'Veon Bell's fault. He said he would stop the madness, and he did it. He bumped a place to bet on Kyrie. And Kyrie shit the bed last night. I don't know what was going on. But before that, Kyrie was averaging 34, 6, and 7, dog. He was shooting 50, 46, and 92. This motherfucker was cooking. 44 against the Knicks. Shut Jalen Brunson ass up. Like, yeah, nigga, they got me now. They ain't need you. Went into the Pelicans with my boy Tim Hardaway. Put on a classic 240 pieces. Bow, bow. Dumping them off, nigga. Pelicans team. Fuck the Pelicans, man. But, yeah. I don't know what happened in that Lakers game. I'm not sure. That third quarter was wild. I literally turned it off midway through. Like, I'm not watching this shit now. I know when Luka ain't got it. And I know when we ain't trying to guard nobody. Also, I don't know what the fuck has happened to Grant Williams. I'm not sure. But I'm kind of cool with no trade. I would like to. We could ride it out. Exum will come back. Josh Green. I kind of want to get into a matchup with the Thunder. I want a 4-5 or a 3-6 type of thing. That's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to look for a good advantage for us in this seed and in that top 6 seed. So I just want us to be playing chess, not checkers. In this, we want OKC. Luka needs Shea. It's too much Shea talk about Shea over Luka now. We want Shea. We want Shea.
I have that written down. Shea. I have that written down as like a playoff matchup. I would love to see Luka versus Shea. That's
We want all the smoke with Shea.
So you don't see any Tim Hardaway moves at all? I feel like his trade value is really good right now.
I mean, I think Tim Hardaway could be moved. I saw Bill Simmons talk about maybe for Bruce Brown, but I mean, I don't think anything substantial right now. Like we were talking Jeremy Grant before. I'm not seeing a Jeremy Grant. I don't want to have to put another salary to get to that $35 million because I kind of feel like the guys, I know Seth Curry ain't been playing well, but if Tim leaves, we're going to count a lot on Jaden Hardy and Seth Curry, and Tim has been good. I mean, the Mavs are great when Tim is prime Ray Allen. When Tim Hardaway wants to be prime Ray Allen, we one of the best teams in the world. So, I mean, let's just play with that variance and see where it goes, because next year we'll have three first-rounders. Derek Lively will be a year older. And maybe, and maybe we can figure something out after that. But, I mean, even if it is Bruce Brown, keep the team the way it is. Let's roll with Derrick Jones, Dante Exum, and the Josh Green as the best pointed attack defenders, and let's see what happens. Nobody want to see Luka and Kyrie in those series. Nobody. So, we roll.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. I got the Mavs at least going to the second round.
Let's hope. Lord, give me a sign.
I just think Luka's just one of those guys that you give him enough seasons to just figure this thing out. He's just not somebody you want to play in the playoffs ever.
Nobody, unless you the Clippers. For some reason, we cursed. I don't know. I don't want to play the Clippers again. Somebody knocked their ass out.
What, any games coming up this week we like?
Actually, there's one tonight.
Yeah, we got Nuggets Celtics tonight, so that'll be.
I guess Celtics is tonight.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Cinema.
Fuck yeah!
Hopefully, Kristaps plays. He never plays, but hopefully he plays.
Right, never. I told y'all.
Porzingis played when they played them bum ass teams.
Yeah. He'd be out there. He got 38. You're like, oh.
Just shooting wide open threes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see if he's there during the playoffs. Hey, let me let y'all know real quick. Underdog Fantasy got Zion for half a point tonight. That's a special going. Go get y'all some free money, man. Line that up with a good bet, bro. That's all I got for you.
All right. Well, if you want to lose some rent money, go ahead and do that. And this has been another week of the Calf Room, the funniest NBA podcast, and very informative as well.
Hey,
we'll see y'all next week.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.